How do you understand your company's reputation as an employer? Metrics vary from company to company, making it hard to benchmark your progress against competitors. This is where the Employer Brand Index comes in. It analyzes what employees, candidates, and alumni are saying about your company and quantifies these findings into a single score. We can even dive into your talent competitors to really understand how competitive your employer brand is. Our team of talent analysts collect all available data points, discover patterns, and deliver a report full of insights and recommendations. Want to know more? Go to employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, Sanservation! It's Jorgen Sandberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends at Link Humans. We are, of course, fine purveyors of data-driven employer brand insights. Now, how many times have you had a drink from an aluminum can this month? You probably remember the drink and the brand, but did you ever stop to think about who made the can? Neither did I until I got to know this week's interviewee a couple of years ago. So this week we are speaking to a provider of metal packaging for beverages, foods and household products, and of aerospace and other technologies and services to commercial and governmental customers. Now, she can put this much more eloquently than I just did. So let's live the can life and start with our show. Hello, Heidi. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Jorgen. I'm happy to be here.
Fantastic. So please introduce yourself. Who are you and what do you do?
Sure. So my name is Heidi Myers, and I work at Ball Corporation, and I oversee our global talent acquisition function here, which includes North and Central America, South America, and EMEA.
Great. Okay. So my first question has to be, what is Ball Corporation?
Good question. So Ball Corporation, we manufacture aluminum packaging for the beverage, personal care, and household products industries. And then our aerospace division, we have as well, and we provide aerospace and other technologies for commercial and government customers. And then lastly, we started producing and marketing the first infinitely recyclable aluminum cup, which you may have seen out there. It's being sold on Amazon right now, actually. But that's just another innovation that shows our commitment to sustainability. So we are here in Colorado. We are in Broomfield, Colorado, which is about half an hour north of Denver. But our reach is global. So we have over 18,000 employees worldwide.
Great. And there was recently an announcement in the news that Ball Corporation, you're renaming the, was it called the Pepsi Center in Denver? And it's now going to be the Ball Arena. Is that right?
Yes. Very exciting for us. So the stadium in Denver here is now called the Ball Arena. The naming rights are there. So if you see a picture of it, you'll see it all lit up with our name on it. We've partnered with Kroenke Sports and Entertainment, and it's a, you know, it's truly a first of its kind global partnership across Denver, LA, and London. And really, we did it on a shared vision to advance our sustainability efforts into the sports and entertainment industry. So super exciting from a lot of different levels with the stadiums.
Yeah. And it's, I think it's the Arsenal Emirates Stadium here in London that will be featuring the Ball Cups. Great. And I think also from an employer brand perspective, it's an interesting one. So naming a stadium, that's quite a big, it's a big statement. And I can imagine that people who may not know Ball Corporation or may not have considered you as an employer, but they might be really into sports. So they will know the name, that maybe the logo as well. How would that help if you reach out to a candidate on LinkedIn, for instance?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really exciting. And once we got word that this was happening, across talent acquisition, we lit up. I mean, not only is it going to get our name out there, get folks wondering who the company is and looking into the organization, but it's also going to give us a really nice competitive edge when it comes to different events, whether they be for hiring, whether they be showcasing our diversity and inclusion efforts. It gives us a platform to host quite a bit of activities as well. So, you know, we see it from a lot of different fronts, just benefiting us in the talent acquisition space. So really exciting to be able to have this and to be able to talk about it.
Absolutely. All right. And for Ball Corporation and on a global basis, what is your talent challenge?
Our biggest talent challenge right now, it's a pretty good one in my opinion. It's just we are in an unprecedented growth time right now. By the end of this year alone, so our hiring numbers just in North America will have increased by about 200%. So we staffed 3 brand new plants this year, and it's really just scratching the surface for us of what's on the horizon. So for us, that big challenge is figuring out a way to successfully attract talent into our locations where we've never recruited before and bring them people into our organization really quickly and efficiently.
Right. Okay. And I guess employer brand is the one way of aiding this. Tell me about the genesis, how employer brand came about inside Ball Corporation and how it's been developed, evolved, and where you are now.
You know, we've been talking about really packaging and articulating our employer brand for many years now. Just given the amount of growth that we knew was coming, we said the time is now. Let's do this. It's taken us a little bit of time. We did quite a bit of research from our internal employee population, our external population that's looking at Ball, our employee engagement survey, our different focus groups, interviews. We did quite a bit, but we brought it all into fruition and we've activated it recently. And what we've done with our strategy is we want to use our brand to enable our growth, obviously needed for our business. So we've taken what we like to call our secret sauce, and which is really why it's so special to work at Ball. And we packaged that up into really succinct, condensed messaging to get it out there to the public. We've identified different groups or personas, as we call them, that we know that we need to hire now and we need to hire into the future. And we put a plan in place to target those folks globally. So we're really excited to bring it all into fruition and see the fruits of our labor in the future.
Tell us about your EVP and how you arrived at the EVP.
I mean, how we arrived at it, we went obviously through quite a bit of research, internal and external, including focus groups and employee surveys and one-on-one interviews, just with handfuls over handfuls of people. And what we did, we based our EVP on 3 pillars that we found and we believed were the best way to articulate what employees in the public are saying about working at Ball. And the first one of those pillars is belong. I mean, this one's the most passionate one for me. And in Ball, we really show a sense of belonging and inclusivity. And it's one of the most special things about working here, in my opinion. So overall, I mean, belong just resonated with all of us. It's just, you just feel a sense of belonging at Ball and you want to tell that story about what it's like to belong here. Challenge is another one of our pillars, and that's really focused around the work that we do. I mean, it's tough, but it's rewarding, and really just showing that we're in something, we're working together, and we're working on things that are bigger than just ourselves. It's about the bigger picture. And then champion is our final pillar. And that one, I mean, we champion one another. We're champions in our industry. We champion our sustainability efforts. And then we tied this together with our overall essence, which we articulated as building tomorrow today. And I mean, for me, that just says it all. And it's just really the time is now, the ball, the future is now. And we want to scream that from the rooftops.
How do you go about activating the employer brand? How do you put this messaging in front of people that may not know about Ball or consider the company as an employer?
Yeah. And, you know, everyone kind of told me before getting into this, I talked to some industry experts and everybody said activation is the toughest part. And nobody was kidding. It's absolutely the case. So we're in the activation phase right now. And to be honest, it's going great. We broke it down into 2 ways. And we have an external activation and an internal activation. And right now we're in the external, we're in the crux of the external wave. And we brought on a dedicated resource, which has been phenomenal to help us activate across the globe, because we are activating globally, not just in one location. So far we've developed, we have 2 brand new social media sites. We have a brand new career site. We've rebranded our LinkedIn page. And as I said, we've done this globally, but now we're activating on regional levels as well. And so we have an entire global and regional project team in place internally to ensure that activation is successful, to make sure all of the growth that we're trying to achieve, we're able to do. And then our next step, which is coming very soon, is going to be around our internal activation piece. And we're going to begin that a bit smaller. So we are going to focus that on a specific scope within our North America market. And then as we pilot that and we go live with our internal piece, we'll continue to activate that across the globe as well.
I'd be interested to know more about the internal piece. It may not be all defined, but what are some of the groups or functions that you will focus on first? Is it hiring managers or is it the TA community?
So it's a bit different. So we are heavily activating our brand to prospective employees in our new manufacturing plant locations in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And we focus quite a bit of our activation efforts there to attract that population into our organization so we can continue to grow. So as we begin our first phase of activation into the internal market, we want to ensure that we are activating internally to that particular population. Right. So we're keeping it defined to specific plants here in the U.S. and ensuring that that is successful, that our employer brand matches internally and externally. So that's where we're going to start. We're going to start at a few specific plants, all employees within those plants, and then continue to broaden it out from there into other geographic locations and other functions as well. But just given the spotlight on those locations and the success that we need as an organization from our manufacturing population, that's where we felt that would be our first step in terms of our internal activation.
I know, because I've seen that you use Ball employees in the activation on social media and other places. Will the manufacturing population, will they be able to partake, to participate, and perhaps post their own content around the employer brand?
You bet. We had our first kind of call out to all employees to share their message, share their story, and allow us to get that out there on our different social media channels that we've built out. And as I mentioned, I think previously in our conversation, when we built our employer brand, we built it on different groups that we're looking to attract into the organization or personas that we want to attract. And one of them is our plant leadership and our plant floor population. So we really want to share their story and have them talk about their experience, what they saw out there, what our employer brand looked like to them, what attracted them, and then what it means to work here. So it's really part of our evolution as we continue to build out our employer brand, our employee value proposition. So you'll start to see that all come into fruition as well.
And I believe there's a hashtag as well. Is it hashtag work at Ball?
Yeah, so we've been using Work at Ball quite a bit.
And how do you go about measuring the return on investment and the impact that employer brand is having? So you've gone through the big exercise of developing the EVP, and now the activation is running externally. Now management are asking, so how is this helping us?
The first and foremost way is we are going to revisit our scores on our employer brand index that Link Humans initially provided us when we kicked off our employee value proposition. So we want to look at the different 16 attributes of our EVP and see where we've moved the needle, some areas that we want to focus on, and some areas that we can impact with our brand. So that's going to be the first part. So we're really excited and anxious to see our results so far from our activation. And then we're tracking our activation efforts directly to what our candidate pools look like, the quality of candidates coming in. Obviously, we're not just trying to increase the number of people, but we're trying to get more qualified people into the organization quicker. Yeah. And also our new hires as well. So as we continue to activate, we're really going to continue to reevaluate, continue to measure. We'll look at the internal employee population, the engagement. We have a whole runway ahead of us in terms of measurement here. But I mean, so far, just from an organic standpoint, what we're seeing, the way we were able to increase the quality and quantity of folks that are interested in working at Ball has been phenomenal. So super excited about it right now.
Great. Okay. I would like to ask you if you've got any top tips to share to our audience of employer brand professionals, and perhaps also like from a perspective of you being a leader of TA as well as employer brand.
So the first one I alluded to a couple minutes ago, but really the activation piece. So as I mentioned, I had some professionals in the industry tell me or warn me or, just provide me feedback on how complex your activation can be. And it's one of the most important things as part of the employer brand you can do. So I would say don't underestimate activation. Any resources you can dedicate to it, do it. and, you know, just really pay a special emphasis on it, because that's bringing everything together and really getting it out there. So that would be the one one thing. I'd also say that employer brand isn't a project that's one and done. It's not something that you do and you complete and you move on. You're in it for the long haul, and it's something that it's alive, it's evolving, and it's something that you're just going to continue to build and to grow within your organization. So, I mean, always look at it as something that is truly there for the long haul. And I say this, I guess the final thing is, and this kind of, this goes into me being a TA leader as well, is it's worth it. And, you know, it's one of these things that it's an investment financially, and it's an investment time and resource as well, but it's absolutely worth it. And the talent acquisition teams are, in my opinion, aside from the business hiring these people, is, I mean, the biggest beneficiaries of it, absolutely. So being a TA leader and having this fall under our TA realm has been, I mean, it's been critical and it's been substantial, and it's really something that has enabled us to have success with all of our hiring needs. So, I mean, it's absolutely, it's fantastic. And it's, like I said, we, you know, we kicked this off quite a while ago and we kept it moving, and we're a large global complex organization. But now that we're starting to see the fruits of our labor, it's just, it's super positive, and it's really made an impact that I don't think any of us were aware that it could do. And so it's been really great so far.
Okay, right. My next question is really, Heidi, for you. You've been in TA and employer brand more recently for a few years now. And what is it that gets you up in the morning? What makes your job so special?
You know, for me, it's being able to impact the bottom line of the organization. It's seeing the growth that is needed for our company. And, you know, I've been in talent acquisition pretty much my entire career, to be honest. And I've always said that Talent Acq is the backbone of an organization. And without good people, you know, your organization is not going to grow. And getting to do this and bring all of these different aspects together to, you know, really have a successful talent acquisition function is, I mean, that's what gets me up every day. It's being part of something that's bigger than myself.
Right. My final question, Heidi, is where can our listeners connect with yourself? And also, where can they learn more about Ball Corporation's employer brand?
Everyone, obviously, all listeners can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can see me on there. Heidi Myers is my LinkedIn, the name that's on LinkedIn for me. And then in regards to our company, you can see us at ball.com. And of course, please take a look at jobs.ball.com for all different career opportunities. And then if you're on social, you can find our new pages. They're called Work at Ball, which is on Facebook and Instagram. And you'll see under Ball Corporation, our rebrand of our LinkedIn page.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Heidi.
You bet. Thank you, Jorgen.
Okay, so there we have it. Now, did you know that aluminum or aluminium is infinitely recyclable? I did not know that. Amazing stuff. So next time you have a drink out of a can, I encourage you to have a look on the side of the can, and you might just see a Ball logo on it. It's usually on there next to a barcode or ingredients. So yes, be sure to reach out to Heidi and say thank you for sharing your insights on LinkedIn and other places you'll find them. Right, you may also want to subscribe to this podcast. You can do so at employerbrandingpodcast.com, as well as on Apple, Spotify, Google, and all the usual places. Now, how do you measure employer brand? Well, just like Heidi and our friends at Ball Corporation, you might find use of the Employer Brand Index, which is our way of finding out what's being said about your organization in an employment context by talent. And by talent, I mean candidates, employees, and alumni. This year, we have had a lot of requests as well to add specific lenses to our analyses. So in addition to the 16 attributes that cover all aspects of employer brand, we have, it's been a tumultuous year, so things like COVID-19 has been added as a specific lens, as well as racial equality and the changing workspace. So if you have any specific areas you'd like to get investigated, then do get in touch. And if you're ready to establish your your index baseline, go to employerbrandindex.co or just get in touch with me. I'm happily talk it through with you. That is it. Look forward to catching up with you next time. Thank you ever so much for tuning in. Hey-do.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lena.
Lena who?
Lean in a little closer and I'll tell you another joke.